It's 5:37 on Wall Street. Election Day is next Tuesday. While financial concerns abound, many voters will be influenced by how each candidate addresses taxes. Our next guest will help explain the tax plans of both presidential nominees, Barack Obama and John McCain. Nicholas Economides is a professor of economics at New York University's Stern School of Business. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about here about these differing tax plans. Sum it up for us, if you will.
Well, basically, Obama is going to have a tax cut for everybody who makes below, for every family that makes below $250,000, and a tax increase for everybody who has income more than $250,000, while McCain will give a smaller tax cut than Obama for everybody that makes below $250,000, but he will also give significant amounts of tax breaks to people who make over $250,000. That's the simplest way to say it.
Well, let's take them apart a little bit. What would Obama's tax plan mean for the economy? Would it spur consumption or increase demand?
Yes. I think when you give a tax cut to poorer people, they tend to spend the whole amount. So that means that it will have a bigger impact on the economy, and it's more likely to help the recession that we're in right now.
McCain, in addition to his tax cut proposal, wants to cut a larger swath of government spending, or Obama has said it needs to be pinpointed. Is that a significant difference to voters now?
I think it's a difference, but it remains to be seen how things are going to be implemented. Obama has always said that he's going to find a way to stop the war, to end the war. The war is a significant drain on the U.S. economy. McCain is most likely to continue it, so that will make a difference as well. But overall, I have to say that the way that things look right now, McCain's plan is going to cost about $1 trillion more than Obama's over the next 10 years. So unless there are very significant reductions in services, in government services, McCain's plan is unfeasible. It won't be able to, it won't work.
Can we take it from an historical perspective? In other words, Obama wants to raise the taxes on those making more than $250,000. Historically, has it been a good idea to raise taxes in the upper brackets when the economy is weakening? When did something like that work? When didn't it work?
Well, these are not the increases that Obama is proposing are not really that big for people who make over $250,000. He will bring people to the same taxes they were paying during the early years of the Clinton administration. So he's not doing something really radical up there. I don't think it will make a big difference on investment, if that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, about jobs creation and so forth. You don't think that that would slow job creation?
I think that job creation is going to be helped the most by the spending of the poorer people who are going to get the tax break from Obama, because, as I was saying a couple of minutes ago, the poorer people will tend to spend 100% of what they get. So that will spur the economy. Don't forget that right now we are in a recession, so the most important thing is to increase demand for goods and services, so people go out and spend things.
Professor, this talk about cutting government spending, that would reduce costs, but it may also cause more malaise when it comes to the number of people employed, this time government employment. Is that something that the economy can handle right now?
Well, this depends on what is going to be cut from the government spending. There are parts of the government spending which are very much tied to employment, such as building a bridge or a highway and so on. There are other parts that are less labor-intensive, they're more capital-intensive. So it remains to be seen. It's difficult to say what the net effect is going to be. But generally speaking, the private sector is much more productive. A dollar spent in the private sector is much more likely to generate many more jobs than in the government sector. So if there is a choice between spending the dollar in the government sector or in the private sector, generally speaking, it's better to spend it in the private sector.
I'd like to talk about the economic impact of some of these health care proposals. The Obama team is calling for universal health care on a supply and demand basis. How would universal health care balance the increased demand for health services with the current supply of doctors, nurses, hospitals, so forth?
I think that in the short run, you cannot really increase these things very much. So there's only that many doctors, that many hospitals, and so on. The real question is, at what prices these services are going to be supplied? And prices for health have been rising very rapidly, and this is across the board for pharmaceuticals, for hospital services, for doctor services, across the board for health insurance. So I believe that the crucial aspect of the Obama plan that will work if it's successful is to reduce prices together with offering the insurance. So where the government finds a way to negotiate down the prices with various providers. This is very, very important.
Professor, it seems just about everywhere I go these days, people are talking about the decline in stock prices and the slowing economy and the effect it's having on them. Is the economy going to be the determining factor in this election?
I think it's a crucial factor. I don't know if it's a determining factor. It's difficult to say, but it's going to be something that is in many people's minds when they go vote. I think that Senator McCain has been closely associated one way or the other with the present administration, and the present administration has been associated very closely with the deregulation that has created the crisis. And even if ordinary people don't understand these things very much, they do understand that the crisis is happening under a Republican administration, and they are concerned about voting for the Republican candidate, and I think that definitely has hurt McCain, Senator McCain.
Once the election is complete, we have about 30 seconds here. Do you think another federal fiscal stimulus plan will be coming down the road?
I think that's very, very likely. I think it depends on how Congress is going to be. It's possible that Congress, the Democrats, will have a big majority in Congress. A federal stimulus is likely. I would also like to see Senator Obama come out with a statement if he's elected to calm the markets, and similarly for Senator McCain if he gets elected. I think whoever is the new president will have to show significant leadership to help get us out of the crisis of confidence that is plaguing the financial markets.
Nicholas Economides, professor of economics at New York University's Stern School of Business. Appreciate your comments. Thanks for being with us. This portion of Bloomberg, The Final Word, brought to you by Polytechnic Institute of New York University. And coming up, we'll be talking more about the auto industry when Bloomberg, The Final Word continues. It's now 5:45 on Wall Street.